You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Here, what Jesus is saying is not a parable.
这一段圣经, 耶稣基督所讲的,
but rather, this is a true account, a true story.
为什么呢?
Why do I say this?
每一次耶稣基督讲比喻的时候,
because whenever Jesus uses a parable, he will never mention a name.
但是在这一段圣经里告诉我们说, 耶稣讲到有两个人, 一个是财主, 一个是拉萨鲁,
but here, Jesus mentions about a rich man and Lazarus.
所以我们读这段圣经的时候, 不要把
Therefore, as we read this account, do not treat it as a parable, but rather a true story. Otherwise, he will not mention Lazarus by name. Here, it is as though Jesus has broke apart the curtain about eternal death, eternal life.
让我们所有的人都能够稍微看见关于将来永恒的事情。
He parted the curtain so we can see what is going to happen in eternity.
这件事情对你我不可以忽略的。
This is something that you and I should never ignore.
所以今天早晨我要把这段圣经稍微的解释，不一定我讲得很清楚，但是我稍微的解释和弟兄姐妹一起的来分享。
This morning, I would like to explain to you this portion of scriptures.
耶稣基督讲到在这里有两个人,
Jesus mentions two people.
一个是财主,
one is a rich man.
一个呢?
The other one?
我问你们就回答我啊,
so reply.
我好像精神不是太好,
it is as though I'm not too energetic today.
你们一会回答我的时候,
so when you respond, you will give me the energy.
还有一个呢?
The other person is
叫拉萨路,
Lazarus.
那这两个人，耶稣讲到他们的这一些的事情，让我看见有三件不同的事情。There
are three things that are relevant to the interaction.
那这三件事情呢?
And what are the three things?
第一件事情，我所看见的，这两个人有相同点和不相同点的生活。I
noticed that there are similarities and dissimilar or differences in their lifestyle.
第二点让我看见了，这一段圣经是看见有相同点和不相同点的死亡。The
second one is similarities and differences in death.
第三点，从这段圣经里头，我可以看见有相同点和不相同点的将来结局和永恒。I'd
like to deal with the third issue, the similarities and differences as to their eternal outcome, whether it's death or life.
让我很简单，很快的就把它讲过去。Very
quickly, I'm going to go through the three points.
第一点是相同点和不相同点的生活。Firstly,
the similarities and differences in their lifestyle.
那如果你看起来的话，实在是不太公平啊。You
will see that it is unfair.
相同点是在哪里呢?
Where is the similarity?
他们都是犹太人。They're
both Jews.
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。They're
both descendants of Abraham.
也都是上帝的选民。In
other words, chosen people of God.
你说对不对呢?
Isn't that true?
拉萨路是犹太人,
Lazarus was a Jew.
财主也是犹太人,
the rich man was a Jew.
所以这是非常相同的。
This is similarities.
但是不相同点呢, 是讲到他们的生活。
But the differences in their lifestyle.
这个财主
This man is a rich man. But he is very, very rich. This is not an ordinary rich man.
那你去看见这个不相同的，这一个财主是衣食住行是相当相当的高尚尊贵。
This man is incredibly wealthy, and so he lives a very luxurious lifestyle.
那穿的是紫色袍和细麻布。
He will wear linen and a purple robe.
为什么耶稣基督讲到这一件事情呢?
Why did Jesus specifically mention this?
那就讲到这一个人所穿的是非常的高贵。
In other words, this man would wear the name brands of his time.
从前皇帝就穿紫色袍了。
That would be equivalent to the king at that time.
甚至非常高级的祭司长、祭司们都穿紫色袍。
The high priest would wear purple.
所以他这个人穿的是非常的光辉。
So this man would wear something that is exorbitant.
像我们这个律师一样的穿的都是非常名贵的西装。
Just like how Pastor Sun would wear always brand names.
我的衣服都是哐啷哐啷哐啷的。那么他吃的呢?
And what about what he eats?
圣经告诉我们是天天腌肉啊。
The Bible says that he's partying every day.
他吃的是山珍海味啊。
He eats all the best seafood in the world.
天天哦。
And it's daily.
不是隔天哦。
It is not every other day.
也不是一个礼拜一次哦。
It's not once a week.
天天哦。
It's on a daily basis.
有多少人每一天吃山珍海味啊。
How many of you would eat abalone and king crab every day?
你可以看见他是衣食住。 圣经告诉我们说他是住的大房子。
The Bible says that he lives in a big house.
因为这个要饭的在他的门口外面在那里等着要讨饭。
Because the beggar is sitting at his gate asking for help.
我敢相信这个按照现在的价钱来说的话。
According to the value now.
不是几千万呢。
I'm sure that it is more than 10 million.
我知道在我们中间可能有几千万的一栋房子在这个里头。
I'm sure many of you will have houses worth about 10 million.
很有钱。
But he is very rich.
很有钱。
He's very rich.
那么他的行呢? 我敢相信他开的车子,他的马车是非常的金贵的。
I'm sure that his chariot is also very luxurious.
他是出去行走这个来往,不是一匹马拉,那是八匹马拉,这是我想象的。
So I imagine that when he is going out, his carriage will be drawn by eight horses.
你可看见这个人实在是很了不起。
This man is incredible.
好像现在呢,人开。 你懂我们的 Richmond 来看看。
Now, if you can come to our Richmond to look.
你懂 Richmond 一看都是 Benz、法拉利等等的，都在我们 Richmond 里。
You will see all the name brands, all the luxurious cars in Richmond.
哎呀，我告诉你，看见他们我就昏倒了。
So when I see that, I faint.
衣食住行都是不得了，这个财主啊！
Because people are living a very wealthy lifestyle.
但另外一个人呢，另外一个财主不相同的另外一个财主，一个人叫拉萨路。
But in contrast, we see a man called Lazarus.
不同的，他是你可以看见他是这个病贫交加在他的身上。
You will notice that he is sick and he is poor.
他是个叫花子。
He is a beggar.
可能就是很荒唐的。
He could be handicapped as well.
人就每天把他抬到那个财主的门口，在那里要饭的，要一点东西吃。
Every day, somebody will have to bring him over to the gate for him to ask for help.
财主所吃下来的东西一丢，他就吃了。
Whatever is left over from the table of the wealthy man, they'll throw it to him.
你说什么东西呢?
Then you say, what?
像个面包啊,
maybe bread.
这个财主吃完了以后啊,没有擦手的,他用面包擦擦手,就把扔过去,这个拉萨路就在那把它吃掉了。
Maybe these are the crumbs from the table that are thrown down to him.
哎呀,你可看见都可怜了,不仅是一个要饭了,而且身上都是病啊。
Not only is he a beggar, but he's got a lot of wounds or sores on his body. He's got no money and he's got
so
And he is so skinny, his skin and bones. His skin and bones and full of sores.
臭气冲天啊,
and I'm sure that he stinks as well.
这两个都是犹太人,
and both of them are Jews. They're both descendants of Abraham. They're both chosen people of God. But there's the difference.
真不公平啊,
it's so unfair.
你说公平不公平啊?
You say, is it unfair? Fair or unfair?
没话，没听不懂我的话，啊，没反应了，啊，公不公平啊？
Is it fair or unfair?
啊，真的不公平啊！
It is unfair.
All right, 我再看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点是看我们看他们相同的和不相同的那个死亡。
Let us look at their similarities and differences in their deaths. Let's all read together.
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
22节,
22.
后来那逃犯的死了,
it says that the beggar died.
被天使带去到亚伯拉罕的怀里,
the angels carried him to Abraham's side.
财主下面什么字啊? 什么字啊? 一个字, 什么字啊?
It says here that the rich man also died. Now, the similarity is that they both died. The beggar died. Perhaps he was young.
这个病痛生病了，because
he was ill, maybe.
可能是个孤儿。It
could be he could have been an orphan.
没有人照顾。Nobody
looking after him.
早死了。Now
he died early.
但财主也死了。But
now the rich man died too.
什么时候死我不知道。Why
he died, we don't know.
哪一个年龄死我不知道。What
year he died, we don't know.
怎么死我不知道。How
he died, we don't know.
但圣经说他也死了。Nevertheless,
the Bible says he also died.
死是最公平了。So
death is the most fair thing.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
人人都有一死,
everyone will have to go through death.
不管是你长得漂亮的,不长得漂亮,很丑的,都要死。
Whether you're beautiful or ugly, you still
有钱的,没有钱的,都要死。
Whether you're rich or poor, you
你说对不对啊?
die. Isn't it true?
我最近看了一个报纸啊,
recently, I read a newspaper.
这个报纸他找了,这个人, 叫什么名字,叫的,
Ross Perot.
Perot.
This man is called Ross Perot.
大家都看过没有这个人?
I'm sure you've seen him.
这个美国人曾经竞选两次美国总统。
Actually, Ross Perot has tried to run for president twice.
Unfortunately, 他失败了。
Unfortunately, he failed in his candidacy.
哇,他很有钱啊。
But he's rich.
多少钱啊?
How much money?
虽然不是全世界的富第一、富第二富，但是他很有钱哦。
Although he is not number one or number two in the wealthy,
有41亿美金。
He is wealthy enough. He's got 41 billion.
很有钱吗?
US.
有多少人我们在这里有一亿美金的基金？
How many of you have 1 billion US?
一亿美金啊。
How many of you have 1 billion US? Raise your hand.
没有一个一亿的，他有41亿啊。
He's got 41 billion US.
了不起啊！
He's an incredible man.
啊,了不起啊!
He's an incredible man.
很长寿啊!
He is also long-lived.
跟我一样年纪。
Same age as Pastor's son.
他死了。
He died.
我没有钱,我还活着哪里。
So Pastor's son is still alive.
但我告诉你,我还要死的啊!
But Pastor's son, sooner or later, he's going to die too.
什么时候死,我不知道。
But I don't know when Pastor's son is going to die.
但是终是会死啊。
But one day, everybody will die.
如果你去看创世纪的话,
if you read from the book of Genesis,
因为人犯罪了以后,
because after a man sinned,
神对亚当说,
God said to Adam,
第三章第十九节打出来,我看看好不好?
In Genesis 3:19, what does it say?
For dust you are. 人犯罪以后,
after man fell.
神对亚当夏娃说,直到你入了土,换句话说,你要死。
In other words, until you turn into dust, until you die.
你是尘土造的,你还要归于死,
because from dust you came, to dust you return.
我告诉你哦,
let me tell you,
不管你活了100岁,
whether you live to 100,
120岁,
120,
好不好?
Isn't that good?
他说,有人说什么事,你会长寿的。
People say, Pastor Sun, you're going to be long lived. You will live more than
100.
I'm sure if I'm 155 years old, you will not want to see me because I would look like a ghost. Can you imagine 150 years old? I don't want to be that way. Right now, at 88, that's not bad. Maybe I'll go in 89. Who knows? But everybody has to go through death. Hebrews 9 says, it's stated that everyone would have to go through death. The rich man will die. The poor man will die. The uneducated will die. The educated will die. The ugly ones will die. The good-looking ones will die too. Everybody got to die. If you read from another verse,
我们再看一节圣经,
another verse,
啊, 这个我们念了, 再念一节圣经吧, 再给大家看一节好不好? 啊, 我们看传道书吧,
Ecclesiastes.
没有啊? 好好好,来,来,来,来,来, 啊, 第三章第一节, 它下面还有几个字没有打出来,
in Ecclesiastes 3:1.
啊, 大家一起来念, 请来, 啊, 这个下面还有六个字, 什么？还有六个字， 什么字呢？ 生有时， 死也有时。
There's a time to be born and a time to die.
每个人都会死。
Everybody's gonna die.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为人犯了罪。
Because people have sinned.
人犯了罪以后， 人人都会死。
So after man sinned, then they have to die.
所以死是最公平的。
Therefore death is the fairest thing of all.
你说对不对啊？
Don't you agree? Don't you agree? It is as though you don't want to die. You need to die. You have to die. There is a rich man. He has a son. Chubby. Good looking. Big eyes. Long ears. This looks like he's going to live for 100.
所以他就把这个他孩子抱到一个 在他们村里面最智慧的一个年长的人。
He then brought this baby to the oldest man in the village.
听说这个老人家会算命的。Because
this man is a fortune teller.
他能够看，他能够算你未来的会做什么，会怎么样这个发生。
He can tell you everything that will happen for this little baby.
所以这个妇女就把这个孩子抱到他那个老人家那里。
So the mother then brought the baby to the old man.
他的老先生呢？
Then she says, old man, Mr. This is my son.
你看看,
look at him.
看看好不好看?
Isn't he good looking?
哇,真好看啊,
good looking baby.
真好,真美丽的长相啊,
he's got a very nice demeanor.
他说,老先生,他将来会做什么事?
Will you please tell me what can this baby do in the future? What is the future of this baby?
这个老人想看一看他,
the old man looked.
再看看妈妈,
and looked at the mother.
他说他将来一定会死。
In the future, he surely will die.
哎呀, 他是盼望他这个老人家能够说，哎呀，他将来能够升官啊，发财啦，那个那个的。他哪里知道老人家说，我告诉你，我实实在在告诉你，他一定会死。Mother
was hoping for some good news about the baby, and the old man says, "I'm sure that he will die one day."
你看看孙中山到哪里去了?
Where is Sun Yat-sun today?
蒋介石到哪里去了?
Where is Chiang Kai-shek today?
毛泽东呢?
Where is Mao Zedong?
周恩来呢?
Where is Zhou Enlai?
邓小平呢?
Or 邓小平?
蒋经国呢?
Or 蒋经国?
老早走了。
They all died.
金花他是一世很风光。
Even if he had a very successful career.
到了时间到了。
Ultimately, when the time comes,
他也死了。
He'll die.
你我都是一样的,
you and I, we're all the same.
你不要笑他,
don't laugh at him.
啊, 你我有一天都这样子,
you and I will meet the same predicament.
你好几个月没有看见孙约翰, 你说孙约翰到哪里去了?
When you don't see John's son for a few weeks, you say, where is Reverend
他走了,
son? He passed.
走到哪里,
where did he go?
不是啊,
no, he did not go to
他死了,
a. Actually, he passed, he died.
每一个人都要死,
everybody's going to die.
你说对不对啊?
Don't you agree? It is as though you are not going to die. Don't you agree?
对,
yes.
所以死是最公平的,
death is the fairest thing indeed.
不同的在哪里呢?
But where's the difference?
不同的, 一个是魔鬼把财主带到地狱里去,
the devil dragged the rich man to hell.
但是, Lazarus呢?
But Lazarus,
圣经说,
but Lazarus was brought to Abraham by the angels. Although the burial for the wealthy man was glorious, although there was a lot of ceremony for his burial, and I'm sure that the funeral service will be filled with flowers. Many people will be giving their condolences. Many people will be bowing to the cadaver. But I'll tell you this. Although Lazarus died, he is a beggar. He's got no coffin. Maybe no one looking after the cadaver.
那个时候在犹太地方，可能有一个人就看见那个拉萨路死在那，就把他布一个锡纸一包放在火里面烧掉。
Maybe according to Jewish custom, when they see a beggar dying, they'll just wrap him in cloth and burn him.
不同的在哪里？
Where's the difference?
圣经告诉我们说，天。
The Bible says that the angels carried Lazarus.
那个财主呢?
What about the rich
man?
The rich man was taken away by the devil.
两个不同了,
there's the difference.
弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and
sisters, 请注意哦,
let's pay attention to this.
这个圣经里面所讲的是耶稣基督讲的是实实在在的事情。
This is a true story that was narrated by Jesus Christ.
这不是个故事, 不是一个,
this is not a parable. This is not a parable.
这是一个实在的事情。
This is a true story.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
Lazarus 被带到哪里去了?
Where was Lazarus?
被天使带到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The angels brought him to the side of Abraham.
哦，在那里，就是都带到永恒的里头去了。
In other words, he was brought into eternity.
相同的是他们都到永恒里去了。
Similarity is that they both went into eternity.
不同的是他们有两条不同的路。
The difference is that they have two different roads to two different eternities.
按照我们普通的人来说,
according to ordinary people,
一个就是到了天堂去了,
one to heaven,
永生教路去了,
eternity to eternal life,
一个是到地狱去了,
the other one to Hades or hell.
永生的道路去了。
In other words, to eternal death.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
Lazarus
went to the bosom of Abraham. He received comfort. He receives the benediction of the peace from Abraham.
在那里,
he's got joy. Father Abraham represents the Heavenly Father in the Heavenly Kingdom.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
在天国里头,
in the Heavenly Kingdom,
这个再没有战争,
there will be no war.
再没有痛苦,
there will be no pain.
再没有眼泪,
there will be no tears.
再没有死亡,
there will be no death.
在主的里头,
in Christ,
是平安的,
in the Lord, there's peace.
在主的里头,
in the Lord,
是喜乐的,
it's joyful.
在主的里头,
in the Lord,
是安稳的,
it is peaceful.
所以你可以亚伯拉罕这个拉萨路就被天使带到天国里面,
here, Lazarus was brought to the bosom of Abraham.
但是这个财主呢,
but the rich man, he was brought into hell by the devil. There's a difference.
财主在阴界里头, 圣经说, 受痛苦。
Here, the Bible says that the rich man is in hell and suffering in agony.
我要让你们大家看一看。
Read.
好，请你们大家一起来看, 第23节。
In verse 23.
这个财主他就是财主，财主在阴间受痛苦，远远的，举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见撒玛利亚，拉萨路，在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉萨路，用指头蘸一点水凉凉我的舌头，因我在这里什么，在这火焰里什么。”
In verse 24, the rich man said to Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire. 这段圣经的话, if you read from this text,
在这里讲到痛苦, 极其痛苦, 痛苦, 痛苦,
we see here he is in agony, he is in torment.
因为拉撒路到了阴间,
because the rich man is in hell.
通俗地说,
in other words, the rich man is
now in Hades.
In Mark 9, it says, the worms don't die, the fire do not quench.
那不是暂时的痛苦,
this is not a temporary suffering.
那不是时间会过去的,
this is not just a temporary agony. But here it talks about an eternal agony.
我请你们看看, 这个启示了最后的关于地狱的光景。
Let us read from Revelation as to the condition of hell.
我从这段圣经里告诉我们说，他我在这个火焰里是极其痛苦。
He says that I am agonizing in this fire.
我请你们每一个人翻开有圣经的，大概启示了第21章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
启示21章，每一个人翻开来。
In Revelation 21,
有圣经的。
All these people will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
那些撒谎的、不信的、欺骗的、行邪术的，他们的份，他们将来的结局就是。
For the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, practicing magic arts, adulteries, and so on, that they will go through a second death. What does Romans 6 say?
23:23
That the wages of sin is death.
我们人人都有罪,
because everyone has sinned.
我有罪,
I have sinned.
你有罪,
you have sinned.
我们的结局是什么?
What are the wages of sin?
我们结局的是死,
ultimately we'll die.
这不是肉体的死,
it is not a physical death.
不是, 这个死呢, 不是说每一个人都是肉体里都要断气了。
It is not that we're talking about the death physically. This death we talk about is a second death. Revelation says this is a second death. This is the death of the spirit, of the soul. This is a second death.
弟兄姐妹们在这里告诉我们说不幸的气、鬼诈了、撒谎了等等，这个是将来的份，就是第二次的事。
For the unbelieving, the immoral, and all these, they ultimately they will end up in the second death.
再看第二十章。Let's
read again in verse 20.
二十章，我们请你们看第十节。In
chapter 20, verse 11.
大家一起来，请来。Chapter
20:10.
他们受痛苦，直到。They
will be tormented day and night.
两年。For
2 years.
5 years. 10 years. 什么时候？
For how long?
永永远远。Forever
and ever.
你可以这个到现在这个财主在那里还是被火在那里烧啊。So
even to this day, the rich man is still in hell, being burned.
那不是肉体，那是灵魂啊。This
is the soul being burned.
弟兄姐妹，我们讲灵魂啊。We
are talking about a soul.
每一个人与动物不同了，因为我们有灵魂啊。The
difference between human beings and animals is that humans have soul.
这个灵魂是真正的是约翰啊。This
is the true John son.
你的灵魂是真正的王某某、张某某、李某某、林某某啊。Because
the soul is your true identity.
圣经告诉我们说。The
Bible says.
我们每一个人的肉体都会死。All
our physical body will die.
但是我们灵魂永远不死。But
the soul will never die.
是你去哪个地方呢?
Wherever you go.
你是永死。Do
you go to eternal death? Or eternal life? Here it says eternal death is there's a fire, an ending fire.
永永远远,
this is for eternity.
那是 second death.
这个就是第二次的死亡。第二次。弟兄姐妹们, dear brothers and sisters,
在这里告诉我们说不同的在这里。
Here is the difference. The rich man is in agony. He's being tormented. His soul is being tormented. There's a conscience in hell. And they can see. And they can pray. They can speak.
왜痛苦라?
They can suffer. They can feel.
왜回忆라?
They can be reminded. All these things, the sentient things are there.
然后再看见拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里
The rich man can see a cross and see Lazarus with Abraham. Abraham says that Lazarus is in my bosom. He is being comforted. Dear brothers and sisters,
你要去永生呢，还是永死?
The question now is, are you going to eternal death or eternal life?
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.